It's time for the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, J.L. Hirsch and Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Football Coaches Show, a Tuesday edition, as you were away for the all-conference voting, Coach Shank. And alongside Coach Shank, I'm Jordan Fisher, and certainly your team is now 1-0 in the postseason. Let's start with that. Of course, you're coming off a big win against Pike Central, 50-6, one in which the offense seemed like it was humming pretty much throughout the entire night. Another balanced attack as well, as I think Carter Schickel had four passing touchdowns, and you guys had a couple of rushing touchdowns to go along with it, but really a pretty good overall effort against Pike Central.
Yeah, I felt like we came out kind of flat. You know, I think the atmosphere was a little bit down. I think once our guys started hitting on defense, the crowd got into it. Our guys kind of responded, and they took a little butt-chewing there about halfway through the first quarter during a timeout. And, you know, you just remind them that they don't get a whole lot of opportunities to play football. And, you know, in high school football, you're guaranteed 10 games a year and take advantage of every rep. And, you know, I reminded them of some of their teammates right now that aren't fortunate enough to be playing due to injuries. And it's disrespectful to those guys in the game to come out flat, especially in the sectional game. So, man, they responded really well, though. They came out right after that, and defense started hitting. We got really physical. I think Lane Young kind of started that going, and we played really well the rest of the night. But offensively, like I said, balanced. You know, Brett's doing a good job of keeping the defense honest, being able to run the ball. You know, Carter continues to make good decisions. You know, you got Remy out there who's just, you know, a little guy who's just the ultimate competitor, and he had a really big game for us. So happy with putting 50 points up, and just wasn't really happy with how the game started.
I know that it was a little bit of mop-up duty, but you talked about the great game Brett Beaker had. But I also thought Joey Hish looked pretty good in his handful of carries. I think you guys had him at 75 yards. Showed some good explosion through the hole.
Absolutely. You know, Joey's been a kid that showed flashes of that all year and in practice and scout team, and we've got a lot of confidence in him. I've told some other people that this is probably the least amount of depth we've ever had at running back. You know, Brett's a sophomore, and then we're relying on freshmen behind him with Cole Kissel out with an injury. And I said, you know, but next year we're going to have a ton of depth with Brett kind of being a proven commodity now. And you know, Joey and Lane Smith coming on strong as good players. And you get Cade Mock back. You got a really good eighth-grade running back coming up. We're going to go from not having a whole lot of depth to relying a lot on Brett to having a ton of guys that can carry the ball next year. And Joey's going to be a big part of that. I was really, really happy for him. He's battled some injuries this year, and for him to come out and have some experience or get that experience in the sectional, get him a touchdown, was pretty big for him.
And I know that it wasn't a big chunk of carries or anything like that, but Crew Wilsbacher came in, and you guys ran an in or out. It's almost like a reverse, but
it's our
forward inside. I don't know how you would describe that necessarily.
We call it our counter crisscross. So I mean, it's a double handoff to Brett back to, and that's something we've been working with Crew. You know, Crew's kind of – he's a kid that we have high hopes for in the future, and he's gotten better. I mean, from a kid who had no idea what he was doing when he came out for football this year, we knew he was a big body. We knew he was strong. We knew he had some athleticism. He could run. He can jump. You know, we were kind of, he was kind of a project this year of great athlete, but can you turn him into a football player? And, you know, finding the right position for him was just kind of – on the coaches, and we had it wrong at first. You know, we kind of tried him in some different positions, and he settled into corner, and he settled into a guy who could run the ball, and he proved that in JV games. And so that's something we've been working, and when we, you know, that's something that's kind of, it's been a staple of our offense in past years where we run the counter crisscross. And you know, we did it with Jed at times. With Colt Gardner was the running back, and we could put Jed in the slot. And we did it with Jace Gower, was a really good counter crisscross guy, and that's something we used to run, you know, four or five times a game. We just haven't had that guy this year that we felt like was the right dude. It was really Brett going into the season, and then when Cade went down, we had to make some changes. So getting Crew that experience, I think the future is really bright for that kid. And he's a guy that is really liked in the locker room. The kids really like him. And it was good to see him have some success at the varsity level.
And you think that's a play that he can probably build on throughout the rest of this sectional playoffs too?
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of those things we've been telling him, you know. You get the fundamentals down, taking a hand off. Sometimes people take that for granted, but when you're handing it off and then handing it off again, it's a challenge. You got to focus on those things. You got to practice those things. And he has, to his credit, I mean, pre-practice, that's something we do with him and Brett, and we're doing with Lane Young a little bit. And those guys have put the time in, and we told him, hey, we're going to come out of halftime. That's where we're going to go to the first play. And I think his eyes kind of looked at me like, are you serious? And I said, man, we got confidence. Let's go. And he showed what kind of athlete he is. So hopefully that's just kind of a spark that gets him going.
And we talked a lot about Brett Beaker and the running game. But, again, Carter Schickel, another efficient night, 15 of 21 for 235 and 4 is what you guys have here in the stats that you email out after the game. But of those 15 completions, 7 of those went to Remy Johnson. I think this is by far Remy Johnson's best game of the season, 136 yards and 2 scores. He just seemed like he was always open, making plays down the field and also those kind of short gadgety plays with the screens.
That's what Remy does. I mean, he gets open. He is such a competitor. He does not get the credit he deserves as a receiver. I mean, he's quietly putting together one of the best receiving years by an individual in school history. I think he's right now, what he's done this year with 58 catches for over 700 yards is the second most productive season in school history behind Devin Lynchnick, who was really good. And he's done that with, you know, sharing balls with Dylan Murphy and Brody Fain, who's having a really solid year as well. But right now, if you look at our record book, we've got 3 receivers that are all in the top 8 in terms of single season production just from this year. And so sometimes he gets overlooked. You know, Brett's rushed for 1,300 yards, and Dylan's got the touchdown catches, but Remy's got the most receptions, and he's just a workhorse for us. I mean, he you know, you don't think of that from a guy his size, but he is the guy that gets open in small spaces and gets out of his cuts quick, and is just a fierce competitor. You know, if you didn't know better, you think, you know, Remy thinks he's 6'4", 240 pounds, and there's times I'm like, get down. But, you know, he's out there doing what he does. He loves the game, and he shows up every day at practice with the same passion and the same love of the game. And he's a really fun kid to be around, I wouldn't be surprised if he broke a lot of school records before he's done here, and he's only a sophomore.
It wasn't a big yardage night either, but 3 catches, 41 yards, 2 touchdowns for Camden Clower as a freshman who's starting to come into his own again as a receiver, and you've talked about him kind of progressing throughout the entire season.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, Camden's that guy. The ref came to me at one point in the game Friday night and said, hey, you need to calm 15 down. And I said, you sure it's 15? And he said, yeah, you got to calm 15 down. I said, what's he doing? He said, he's talking a lot of trash. And I said, well, he's just a freshman. But he is a competitive kid. He's hard on himself. He holds himself to a really high standard. But that's a kid that shows up, and it is work every day. He puts in the time. He puts in the effort. And, you know, again, we switched his position about midway through when we had some injuries and have given him a shot to go be an athlete at wide receiver, and I mean, he's responded with, you know, I think he's got 4 touchdown catches in the last 2 games, mm-hmm. And he's a guy we have confidence in that we can go to, and you know, if we like certain matchups when people are doubling Remy or doubling Dylan or doubling Brody, you know, you better pay attention to Camden Clowers because he's one of the best athletes on the field.
And I think he certainly does a great job, too, of like when the scramble drill happens of finding that open gap and being a little bit of a bigger target in the end zone.
You know, he's a really good basketball player, and I think he understands spacing and how to cut and how to do those type of things. So, he, you know, when things do break down, I think he falls back on his basketball background, and he just goes out and he's an athlete. And it's great to have athletes like him on the field.
Absolutely. And it was a great win again, 50-6. But now we're going to advance forward to the semifinal. We'll go ahead and step away for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the looming opponent, which will be the Sullivan Golden Arrows, who are certainly a great team in their own right. Don't go anywhere. The Coaches Show continues live for North Posey High School right here on your home for Vikings football, 98.9 WPIW.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to clear up some space at home, store things that matter the most, or need an area to keep your business's materials and inventory, turn to Posey Storage in Poseyville. They've got storage units to fit about any need, with four sizes to choose from, including 5x12, 10x12, 10x24, and extra large 12x35-foot units. Need room for a boat, RV, or camper? They have you covered with both indoor and outdoor options. And renting couldn't be any easier. Call them at 812-622-1626, rent online at PoseyStoragePV.com, or stop by and use a convenient rental kiosk on site. Plus, with security cameras around the property, your stuff stays protected. Posey Storage, your local storage solution at 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
You count on your car every day, so keep it looking sharp at Billy Sparkle and Shine in Poseyville. A clean car doesn't just turn heads, it feels better to drive. Billy's has a touchless automatic bay for a quick and easy wash, two self-serve bays if you're hands-on, and four powerful vacuums to freshen up your interior. If you're tackling summer bugs, the front bug sweep pass on the Ultimate Package can clean up that mess too. And for businesses, fleet accounts make regular cleanups a breeze. So stop by Billy Sparkle and Shine today at 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville and give your car the care it deserves.
If you're looking to breathe new life into your worn-out asphalt, you need Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance, a family-owned and operated business you can trust. Their team specializes in sealing and maintaining asphalt, making old driveways and parking lots look brand new. With fair prices and a commitment to quality, they're the ones you can rely on. Visit them on Facebook and give them a call for a free quote today. Call 812-228-9651 for Smith's Ceiling and Asphalt Maintenance. Trust in family. Trust in quality. Trust Smith's.
Score 0% APR for up to 72 months on new 2025 and new 26 Ram 1500s at Expressway Jeep. New 25 Ram Night Edition 4x4 for $39,975. Save up to $16,000 during October Truckathon at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon.
Excludes tax, title, and 250 talk fee. Includes all applicable rebates and bonus cash. Includes 1,500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. 0% APR for 60 months on new 2026 Ram 1500s in lieu of other rebates and incentives. With approved credit through Stellantis Financial Services. See dealer for details.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
Welcome back to the North Posey Football Coaches Show as we're awaiting the second week of the sectional playoffs alongside head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Jordan Fisher, and you're now 1-0 in the sectional playoff. And really, at this point, you can throw out the records. I know it sounds cliche, but really, it just comes down to one game and one night where anybody can win on any given night. But you're coming across a good team in the Sullivan Golden Arrows, 7-3 in their own right this season. Their three losses all coming in a row back in early September against Northview, Linton, and South Putnam. Certainly not an easy part of the schedule. But they have closed it out with five straight wins, and they've scored 70-plus the last few weeks. What we were talking about it off the air, it's a team that can put up some points, but again, you don't want to take too much credit away from them, but not the strongest of opponents the last couple weeks.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but they've got some guys. You know, they are a big play offense. Their tailback's really good. A little bit different than what we've seen all year. We seem to run into the big bruising backs here in our conference and straight line runners. This kid is really good side to side. His straight line speed is probably as fast as anybody we've seen this year. Does a really good job jump cutting and has good vision. And you know, he's capable of hitting a home run anytime he touches the ball. So we're going to do a good job of tackling him. You know, in space, and it's a little bit different. A lot of times you see those type of backs and they get into the edge, but I mean, they're between the tackle running team with the guy that likes to get north and south after one or two cuts, and he's really good. They got a big wide receiver who's a deep threat guy at all times, 6'4" kid that can run a little bit, jump, and they'll take their shots down there with him. And then they got another receiver that is similar to Remy. Not, you know, he's a little bit taller than Remy, but he is a lot of short, quick routes in space, and he's, again, the guy that he can catch it and then do some stuff with the ball once he does. So they've been really explosive. They've hit a lot of big plays, and they've taken advantage of some poor special teams play by their opponents and set up short fields, and that's how you score 70 points. You play good defense, you play good special teams, you short fields, and have an explosive offense. It's going to be a tough task for us, but I think our guys are up for the challenge.
And certainly you have to take advantage of that. That's what a good team does. They take advantage when they are given those situations and opportunities. But it sounds like, too, along with not only the secure tackling, it sounds like staying home and staying in your run fits and not overflowing is going to be a big thing, because this seems like a team that might want to try to maybe bounce the ball back the other way and try to break off a big play.
Yeah, this kid will bounce around, and like I said, he's patient. He's got great vision. It's going to be really important for us to stay on our feet. You know, we have a tendency, and it's a bad habit we have. We dive at ball carriers and we don't finish our tackles on our feet. And that's something that, you know, we've been working on pre-practice. That's what we've been starting on the last couple of weeks in practice, is just fundamental tackling. And that's going to, I think that, you know, we got all these different things that go into a football game. The game Friday night is going to be won or lost, but who's the better tackling team? Because if we can't tackle well, we're going to give up a lot of points. And at the same time, they're going to have to tackle our kids in space, because we got some pretty shifty kids that can do some things as well. So, you know, you look at all these different game plans and all these different, you know, strategies, but it comes down to the basics. Who's going to block better? Who's going to tackle better? I think wins the game.
And I think along that point, winning the battle in the trenches is always a big thing, too, because you've talked about it numerous times. You guys asked your defensive line really to kind of eat up the blocks, to free up the spaces for the linebackers to come in and make the tackles, or the safeties to come down to the box and make the tackles. And it sounds like that's going to be another area that you really want to win, is that trench battle.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, they pull their guards a lot. They'll pull, you know, an H-back, and they do some different things. We need to get some penetration that kills pullers. We don't want these big guys to get to be able to turn up in the hole and find our linebackers, because they are big guys. You know, they're 6'6", 300, you know, 6'4", 290. They're really big across the front line. We're more athletic. We're quicker, and we're going to have to use that to our advantage. Our linebackers, you know, our linebackers are not going to have a good night if they're taking on, you know, 290-pound pulling guards all night. So we're going to have to make our reads, get there fast, get there faster than their linemen get there, and make them bounce it to our athletes. And you know, our athletes are going to have to make tackles in space.
And one person we were talking about off the air, Carter Schickel, we touched on earlier with how good he's been throughout this season, but he's broken multiple records, looking like he might break another one on Friday night, and you're expecting that you're going to need your passing offense in a game like this.
Yeah, you know, Brett's done a really good job for us all year, and we're going to have to stay balanced just to keep the Sullivan offense, you know, honest. But, you know, Schickel's got to throw the ball, and he's excited about throwing the ball. I've never met a quarterback who doesn't want to throw the ball 50 times a game, and we're not going to throw it that much, but I think if we called 50 pass plays, Carter Schickel will be up for the challenge. But like you said, I mean, he's our, you know, he just broke the single-season touchdown record. He just broke the single-season yardage record, and he's on pace to break the completion percentage record. He's broke the completions. He's got a bunch of single-game records as well. But, you know, he's going to have a big game for us. And I think the biggest part of what we need him to do Friday night is take care of the football. I mean, you know, we're going to throw the ball, and we need that from Brett, too. You know, when you go on the road against a good team who has thrived off of, you know, taking advantage of the mistakes other teams are making, we have to finish every drive. We have to win the turnover battle. And sometimes we're just going to have to accept the fact that maybe we got to punt. And let's flip the field and let's play some defense. But those guys have done a good job of that. That's one thing I think Carter's improved on more than anything else all from last year, is just knowing sometimes, man, you just got to throw the ball away. Sometimes coach makes a bad call. You know, don't overcomplicate it. Throw it away, and we'll call the next one. But he's done a really good job with that, and we're going to need him to do that again Friday night.
Well, and certainly it looks like right now the weather is going to be gone by Friday, which I think is something that you're going to enjoy as a head coach, because it probably makes your offense a little bit easier to run whenever you're in clean conditions.
Yeah, yeah. We don't like this rain very much right now. And you know, there's been games in past seasons where I'm thinking, man, let it downpour. That benefits us in our running attack. But when you throw it as much as we have this year, in your shotgun all the time, you know, I really appreciate this rain moving on somewhere else, because it's not going to be beneficial for us.
Final question here before we get to the details of all the broadcasting stuff for this week. But what's the message for the boys this week heading into a matchup against the Sullivan Golden Arrows?
You know, we just talked to our guys. We walked off the practice field, and we weren't always focused on everything we were doing today. And, you know, just remind them of, you know, take advantage of the opportunities you have in front of you. And just eliminate the what ifs. You know, I told him, I said, nothing has eaten at me more all season than us going down and getting beat by North Knox, because they didn't win the game, we lost the game, and I think everybody who was there agrees to that. I don't want to walk away from Solomon and say, well, what if we would have done this better? What if we'd have finished this drive? What if we wouldn't have fumbled? What if we would have done this? And you know, so we're trying to eliminate those things. Just control what we can control. You know, we can control our effort. We can control our focus. We can control our preparation. You know, and if we go and we play Sullivan and we both play our best games and they're the better team, then so be it. But nothing drives me more crazy than a head coach. And I think we did that last year at South Vermillion. I think we walked away from that. We lost the game. They didn't win it. We lost it. And, you know, those games as a head coach just eat at you. So that's kind of been our message. Let's eliminate the what-ifs, and let's go give it everything we got, and let's be okay with the outcome, you know, with that approach. And I think our kids are buying into that, and we'll have a good day tomorrow, and we'll be prepared to go Friday night.
Well, for all the listeners out there, I know you guys posted a thing on Facebook earlier. You can buy the tickets ahead of time. I believe they'll also be available at the gate,
yeah,
won't they?
Yeah,
you can
have a cash option at the gate as well.
Buy those at the gate themselves. But it'll be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start, 7 o'clock Central time kickoff. We'll be on there about 6:45 Central time. It's about an hour and a half road trip, I think, right?
It's a road trip.
It's a decent trip, but I think certainly the team needs your support. If you're listening to this show, hopefully you're there in person. If not, then me and Chris will have you covered on the air right here on your home for Vikings football on 88.9 WPIW. Well, thank you, Coach, and good luck this week.
Thanks for having us.
That'll do it for this episode of the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again on Friday night when North Posey takes on Sullivan. Everyone have a good Tuesday evening.
You've been listening to the North Posey Viking Coaches Show on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Nix Industrial, Expressway Chevrolet, GAF, Billy Sparkle and Shine, JT's Hardware, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JL Hirsch & Company, Rugged Armor Linings, and Smith Sealing and Asphalt Maintenance. Keep up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW and PoseyCountyRadio.com.